Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, Build Your Base has arrived in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council had the exciting opportunity to educate members of the Oklahoma State University football team about the benefits of beef in a healthy diet. Through the Build Your Base with Beef program, the student athletes learned the benefits of a high-quality protein and an active lifestyle. The program was developed in partnership between the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, Sanford Health, and Sanford Sports Science Institute. It is a game-changing nutrition tool for athletes that focuses on nutrition tips to maximize their athletic performance and showcases how nutrient-rich beef can be incorporated as part of their meal plan. Through the seminar, students learned how to use modular meal planning to make sure each meal contained maximum nutrition while also learning about the benefits of beef for providing optimal protein. OSU Sports Nutrition will continue to use the Build Your Base program with its students' athletes throughout the year, and we look forward to expanding the reach of this fantastic program in Oklahoma in the future.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more at buildyourbase.org.
And today's cattle futures market was 30 higher in the September feeders at 182.32. That thing winds down in about 3 weeks at the end of September. But at 182.32 right now, the current index is 179.14, up 18 on the day. October feeder cattle up 45 at 184.40. The November's up 30 here at 185.75. January's up 32 at 186.67. So generally 30 to 40 higher on the feeder cattle. Live cattle futures were 12 higher in October at 144.37. December's down 42 at 149.65. February's 22 lower at 154.27. April's 5 higher at 158.17. Again, pretty quiet day on all of the meats. The hogs, October up a dollar here at 92.12. December's down 92. And that October-December hog spread, I know there's been several people trading that seasonal tendency on that particular spread. It really moved today at $9.35, up 187 points with the October higher and the December lower. Box beef at midday was down pretty hard. Choice was down 229 at 259.05. Select down 72 cents at 236.79. So the box beef market has retreated slightly.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Today's grain futures market was mixed. We had corn down about 2 cents, the beans about 5 higher, and wheat 5 to 12 cents lower. We have a report coming up on Monday morning. It'll be at 11 a.m. It's the latest WASD monthly report. It'll update crop production, supply and demand estimates. Early estimates are out. The corn yield on this report, the average guess was 172.5 bushels per acre, where last time USDA was 175.4. Total production, 14.089 billion bushels. Last time, 14.35. So about 3 bushels an acre lower, and then about 300 million bushels lower of corn. Bean yield, 51.5 bushels. Last time, 51.9. Total production, 4.5 billion. And then cotton production estimated at 12.8 million bales. They've gone up about 200,000 bales from last time. But still, 12.8 million bales is a really low number. Ending stocks, 1.186. Last time it was 1.8. So a little bit higher production, a little bit higher ending stocks. World cotton production, 116.5 million bales. That's 500,000 lower than 117 million bales projected last time. So pretty big report. The markets can move as corn and bean crop this time of year, of course, is fluctuating.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.